It's the Who's On First Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
The fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on the Coach's Corner Sports Network.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
And here we are, the coach and the baseball fanatic. And what's up, sports fans? Welcome to the Who's On First Base Baseball Podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, yours truly, and of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. And it's brought to you by, of course, Coach's Corner, because we're part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Just to let you know quickly, what is the Coach's Corner Sports Network? There are three live shows, well, two to go live every week, one that goes live once a year, and a podcast, okay? So who goes live Wednesday nights? The Atlanta man, Brandon Bain, with the greatest NASCAR show you want to listen to or watch on YouTube on Coach's Corner Facebook page called Rubbin' and Grubbin', and the OG of the Coach's Corner Sports Network, the producer, Lawrence Bennett, behind the scenes. That's Wednesday night, 6 to 7. Then, of course, yours truly, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, every Saturday morning from 9 to whenever, okay? And it's always a lot of fun bringing on local guests, talking about local things. Got a great lineup this weekend. So, once again, Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock to 10:30, 11, I'll be there. Check it out. It's also on YouTube, so you don't have to have a Facebook page or a Twitter handle, a Twitter page, whatever they call it, or X page now. And then, of course, once a year, the Herb Brothers do the 19th hole. They do all things Masters, okay, from Wednesday to Sunday. Check it out on YouTube, the 19th hole. You'll love it. Little adultish, so don't be surprised by the choice of language and things they do. All right. And then one podcast, it's right here, the Who's on First Base Baseball Podcast. So let's kick off. Well, we already kicked off season number 6. This is episode number 9 with the coach and the man that's always on the Coach's Corner hot seat, the man with the plethora of knowledge of baseball, the baseball fanatic. He just eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball, specifically the Cubs, but he does know his stuff about the Braves, and that's, of course, Kyle Lawson. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Coach, good to see you back at it. Episode number 9, here we go, and the plot thickens every week. I can't wait to break it down with you.
Well, like we do every week, we play 4 innings. Okay, the first inning, we go around the horn. That means we go through each division, and we pick a topic we want to talk about. Tonight's topic, who's got a shot at the wild card? You know, we know who's leading. We'll get into that. So that's inning number 1. We're not playing football. Inning number 1. Okay, inning number 2, we'll focus on the local team, the Braves. Okay, I don't want to talk about the Yankees. We can talk about the Cubs now because they're making a little respectable. Okay, and then inning number 3, we find out what local guys are still trying to get a shot in Major League. We got one in Japan, and we got one in the States, but he's all the way not far from Japan in Vancouver. And then, of course, we got to talk about the Bananas. They're almost done. There's 10 games left on the schedule. We'll talk about their record. We'll talk about where they're going. And you know what? He's having a little, the Bananas and Barstool Sports are having a little fun this week. Have you been following a little big guy?
Yeah, a little bit. Dave Portnoy, president of Barstool Sports, is not a big fan of the work the Savannah Bananas do. And this just came out of left field.
We'll get into that. Don't jumped over the Green Monster or came through the Ivy. So don't jump on that right away. Okay. And then the last inning, it's tied. First time ever in 6 seasons, the coach is tied with a baseball fanatic in trivia. It started out the first 2 years. We were doing 5 questions. It was taking too long. So we cut it to 2. And if we end up tied, we go to an extra one. So we play three innings, but we don't go into, pitcher batter and just hit the ball as far as you can to break the tie. Okay. That's banana ball. So it'll be a lot of fun. I could be in the lead for the first time ever in six seasons. So I'm excited about it. Okay. So there we go. Up first, around the horn in the first inning of the Who's on First Baseball Podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson. Well, Kyle, we got to go around the horn. We got to break down divisions. And, we know there are teams that are in first place right now, but we have some races. But what about the playoff races? So let's start out in the junior circuit in the NL East. Of course, Baltimore has a 2-game lead over the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Okay, and then we got the Toronto Blue Jays and maybe a shot in the wild card race, the Boston Red Sox. What do you think?
Well, right now, Baltimore continues to play incredible baseball. They hold a 2-game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays right now, who have the first wild card spot in the American League right now. Toronto Blue Jays making it a little bit interesting, going 5-5 over the last 10 days and 5 games back in the wild card, 11.5 out of the division. I think the division's out for the Red Sox, but they are certainly in the mix right now. So it's really a 2-team race in the AL East.
Okay, and of course the wild card race, Tampa Bay leads, Houston is right there, Seattle's right there, Toronto's right there, Boston's right there. I don't think the Angels got a shot, do you?
Yeah, I really think it's a little bit too little too late, and especially the injuries. I know they got Mike Trout back, but they went for it, but at the same time, it's going to be a little bit too tough to overcome in a really tough AL West, and I know we'll get to that in just a second.
All right, let's go to the AL Central. Okay, Minnesota is starting to get a little bigger lead. They're 4.5 games with about 40 games to go ahead of the Cleveland Indians. Guardians.
Go ahead, Coach. Go ahead.
I'm finished. They got a 4.5 game lead over the Guardians.
Yeah, that's just it. And easily the worst division in baseball. Rocco Baldelli's men continue to play well. They drop a tough one in extra innings today, but they are 3 games over 500. Easily the lowest record of any division leader in Major League Baseball. But they're hanging on because you are filled with a lot of teams that just aren't prepared to win or are on the decline. So, yeah, really, the Twinkies, I think this is going to be just a game of attrition here, or war of attrition, I should say, and I think they're going to come out on top. That was an interesting game going into extras against Milwaukee today, I'll tell you that. But, yeah, the least competitive division, I think the Twins have outlasted the Guardians, and they hold a 5-game lead over them.
And the Guardians are 10.5 games out in the wild card race. And Chicago White Sox, they just sold everybody, and they're 21 games out of it. So we were talking about the White Sox early, but never worked out for them, eh?
Yeah, and they just basically let go of the entire front office, and it's an absolute mess on the south side of Chicago. So be interesting to see what they do, because there are some talented players there. But obviously, that season for the White Sox is completely done. They're back down languishing with the likes of the A's and the Kansas City Royals. Not a good place to be.
All right. So let's go out west to the AL West. Okay, the left coast. Okay. Ooh. Texas has got a 0.5-game lead over Houston and a 1.5 game lead over Seattle. So L.A., Los Angeles, Angels, 11 games out. Shohtani went out with a fatigued arm after 2 innings. Oakland, forget about Oakland. I don't know if they'll even get to 60 games. I doubt it. They got 40 games left. There's no way. So Texas, Houston, and Seattle battling it out.
Yeah, it's become a really fun race. Houston found their legs in the second half of the season. Since July, they put up an unbelievable record, and they're a mere 0.5 game behind the Texas Rangers, who have really held serve this entire season. But you got to watch out. Only 1 game out of first place right now are the Seattle Mariners. Scott Service's men are coming back with it. Of course, you know, with the guys like Julio Rodriguez, this has become a 3-team race. I did not see this coming out of this division. I saw Houston digging their way out of a hole. I didn't see it from the M's.
And we also talk about wild card. We've been talking about how the AL East will have 3 teams. Hey, but Houston, Seattle are right there behind Tampa Bay. So it could be the AL West could have 3 teams in the playoffs.
It's quite possible. You got 5 teams contending, and you got 6 teams contending in the NL. I know we'll get to that right now. Boston, kind of a long shot, 5 games out. But because of the strength of the West and the East, you're looking at Tampa Bay, Houston, Seattle with those top 3 spots, and the Blue Jays knocking on the door, 1 game out.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. So, but we've been saying the AL East will get at least 3 teams. Now we got 2 divisions got a shot at doing that. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Very much so.
we'll stay in on the West Coast, or the left coast, I like to call it. We'll go to the senior circuit. We'll start out in the NL West. Right now, The Dodgers are hot. I mean, they're 8-2 over the last 10, but they won like 11 or 12 in a row. They're 11 and a half games over Arizona. San Francisco's 12 games behind. So it's just, you know, I don't know if we're going to get a wild card out of that division because the Dodgers are just too good. And the other teams, they got a shot, but, you know, it's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, that's just it. You got challengers a little. You got challengers in Philadelphia, the Chicago Cubs, the Arizona Diamondbacks holding on to that third spot. Creeping in also from the west of the San Francisco Giants, only a half game out. But, I mean, if we're talking division, the Dodgers, this was dead and buried weeks ago. It's done. It's done. So they continue to play great ball.
Go ahead. What do you think? How many games out are you still in this playoff, wild card playoff race? I mean, all right, so we got Cincinnati half a game out of the wild card behind Arizona. San Francisco half a game out. Miami game and a half. San Diego 5.5. Can the Padres pull this off? Believe it or not, the Yankees, but the Mets, seven games out. I mean, and then the Washington Senators, well, sorry, Washington, I'm giving away my age yet. Washington Nationals, 7.5 games out. So there's what, 3, 6, 8, 9 teams still within 7.5 games of that wild card spot.
And that's why I love it. But I got to tell you, you're looking at it with roughly 40 games to play for all the teams left. You're going to the final stretch. We're almost in September. I think if you're any more than 5 out in the wild card, you're pretty well done unless you get hot something awful. And I really don't see that. I mean, I mean, you got 3 challengers going for that final wild card spot, and they're chasing the Arizona Diamondbacks. In the AL, you really only have 2 that I think are anywhere close. And, of course, Toronto, unbelievable team. They would have been a division winner in a lot of other divisions. The Red Sox, who found their legs a little bit. It's really a 2-team race, but they would still have to do something really extraordinary to find their way even into that third wild card spot.
Okay, so we're talking about wild cards in the NL. So out of the West, I mean, you know, like I said, San Francisco is half a game out, and really San Diego is 5.5 out. So we still got San Diego involved in that. Okay, so let's go.
Yeah, they're still within striking distance.
Right. Let's go to your beloved NL Central, and you're excited because the Cubbies are 6 games over 500, and they're making some noise.
Yeah, they are making some noise. They decided, hey, we're still in this thing. They go out and add Jamer Candelario, Jose Quas out of the bullpen. And they're still trying to navigate a really difficult Central right now. Milwaukee keeps finding ways to win. The Cubs are still 3.5 games out. Cincinnati is only 4 games out. It's become a 3-team race, much like the AL West. So, I mean, things that I would not have said would happen about 10 days ago, really, in both of these divisions.
And Chicago right now is half a game out. Philadelphia's got the lead, but it's pretty close. Arizona.
They have the second spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's right there looking in at number 4. So you got 2 teams right here that might have a shot at making it also.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, there is a very good chance that you could see the likes of the Cincinnati Reds, who got up to that jackrabbit start after the All-Star break, actually getting in there. And that's what's fun. There are 3 teams right now that are currently holding the 3 wild card spots, but don't sleep on Cincinnati, San Francisco. Both of those teams are only half a game out, and Miami, who's only a game back.
So, all right, we'll go to the NL East, the last division, Atlanta. Best record in baseball, 12.5 games over the Phillies, 17.5 a game over the Marlins, the Fish, the Mets, 23 games out, but they still got a shot maybe at the wild card. But, you know, other than that, who do you see that might have a shot in the playoffs out of that Eastern division?
Yeah, I really think it's bottom line. The Braves have got this sewn up much like the Dodgers do in the West. 12.5 games with 40 games to play. Don't see it happening for Philadelphia. However, they do have the top wild card spot. They're a good baseball team. They're 12 games over 500. Trey Turner's found some life. And the Fish have found their way to still be relevant, even though they're only 3 games over 500. The Braves are going to win this division. I think that's been decided. They're the best team in baseball. They're the only team with over 80 wins right now. It's kind of a fait accompli out there in the East.
All right, quickly. You think the wild card teams are going to stay in the same spot or going to be jockeying around? We're going to see more changes for the whole month of September.
Through the month of September, I have no doubt. You look at the AL and the NL, you have teams that can go on a crazy hot streak. And you really got to look at the strength of schedule right now. You're going to have some big divisional matchups. And also, you still have to go out there and win the games on the schedule when you're playing weaker teams. So you could see some rotations, I think, in the AL West and the NL Central. You may see a couple of different teams maybe have a shot to win this division, as I've mentioned before. You may see a new division leader by the time we get into, let's say, the second week of September. The wild card, absolutely. I could see Miami rotating into it. I could see Cincinnati. I could see San Francisco. Toronto, I really think if they can take advantage of some of the veteran presence they have on that club, they could sneak up on Seattle. They're only one game out, but Seattle's red hot. That's why I love this. You add two extra wild cards. You add an extra wild card position in each league. I love it.
All right. So there you have it. Around the horn in 16 minutes. It's a record for us. 2 weeks in a row. We got a little off on a tangent last week when I went back and listened to the podcast with the Braves. But anyway.
We did.
We're in Georgia. We're talking about the Braves. So you're listening to the Who's on First Base Baseball Podcast with the coach, Carl Demosthenes, of course, the baseball fanatic. And remember, at Coach's Corner, what's the little motto there, my young cubby friend?
Well, I do believe it's all sports, all food, all fun since 1991.
And they just threw in all music, too.
All music. Got to throw that in there, too, because guess what? The Soundgarden, can't wait to hear about that a little bit later tonight.
Well, that's always the middle of the show after the second inning. That's our seventh inning stretch or our second inning stretch. Now we're going into the second inning, and right now we chop on the Braves. It's all about the Braves in this whole segment, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We're just going to talk about the Braves with you, and I'm telling you right now, I mean – who is going to beat the Braves? That's the question right now. I know we got 40 games left. I'm already saying, like, they're already in the World Series. But this team, if they stay red hot and with the players they got, I mean, they're comparing this to the 1927 Yankees.
Yeah, this is an unbelievable ball club that's definitely going to win 100 games. They're already at 81-44, easily the best in Major League Baseball. And, I mean, you look at teams. Also, yeah, don't want to go back in the Wayback Machine. There are many arguments you can make that the 29 Philadelphia A's might have been better than the Murderers Row Yankees. They did have more victories. But that's not why you called. Braves, 7-3 last 10 games. They got a 12.5 game lead. Big rubber match tonight with Jose Quintana from the Mets taking on the ageless wonder, Charlie Morton at Truist. Rubber match. You definitely want to take it from your division rivals.
And this is game 126 for the Bravos. They got a 12.5 league. So it's pretty exciting. But dating back to 1991, Atlanta has been 500 better in 25 of the 33 total season played since then. So, yeah, I could say we might even – can you think – 110 wins?
It's very possible, but bottom line, get the job done, get your guys healthy, make sure they stay healthy. This is why depth is so important. And when you get into the playoffs, which is going to happen, it's an absolute crapshoot. It's all about who's hot at that time. A wild card team can make it all the way to the World Series. We saw it last year. So the Braves need to do things right with their veteran depth right now. They need to make sure that they get everybody healthy for the rest of the month. But, yeah, if we're talking about regular season record, yeah, 110 wins easily. You got 36 games left.
So, like we said, reached 81 wins in game number 125 last year, the third fewest amount of games needed to guarantee it. So the 2003 club did so in 124 games. So the Braves, it's not like the Braves haven't been there, but we're talking about this year's Braves team. So, all right, let's go to the second topic I want to ask you about. What about the injury report? You think we got problems with the injuries, or you think they're just minor ones? And, I mean, they brought up some pitching again. What do you think?
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, with you're going to have a day off Thursday, which is really going to help. Hopefully they can take the rubber match tonight against the Mets. But I will say they're going to get some good news on Ozzie Albies. He had that hammy. He's been out since the 13th. He should be good to go by Friday. Snit said as much, and Mark Bowman confirmed on MLB.com. And you may be getting some help, a couple of right-handers in the system right now that are going on rehabs in the Braves system in Kyle Wright and Nick Anderson. Kyle Wright, it looks like he may be back by late September. I didn't think we'd see him the rest of the year. Nick Anderson, also a shoulder issue. He's at the Complex League in Arizona right now. Could be a part of those September call-ups. So really, the name, I don't know where the heck that came from. The only really name of concern that's really been a part of the club all this season has been Ozzie Albies. Of course, he tweaked his hammy. And right now, I think that's the only big issue right now. Some minor issues right now for the Braves. Your 1 through 9 guys, other than Albies, are fairly healthy.
All right. What's your September outlook? You think they're going to play 500 ball or better?
I think they will continue to play 500 ball because I got to say, the 1 through 9, I don't know if that's the best Braves 1 through 9 I've ever seen, but it's pretty darn close. It's at least a top 3. I mean, you think about this right now. The Braves set a franchise record on the 21st. 5 Braves with 25 or more home runs. Ozuna hit one the other day.
27.
Matt Olson, you know, yeah, I was about to say hit his 27th. But now you got Matt Olson, who's on pace. He's trying to track down 60 home runs, but he's got 43 right now. Austin Riley, Ronald Acuna Jr., and, of course, the aforementioned Ozzie Albies right now. And, yeah, they're chasing down the mark that was set several years ago for players having 5 players that have 30 or more home runs. Pretty hard to do, but you know they're absolute mashers at Truist Field.
And just to add, you know, besides Marcell Ozuna hitting his 27th, Eddie Rosario hit his 20th last night. So I think there are 7 Braves that have 20 or more homers.
Yeah, that's just it. If you want to go back to 20, yeah, Big Eddie with the big knock last night to get the 3-2 victory and set it up for the rubber match. That was fantastic. But, yeah, you know what this team can do. And also with a little bit of depth they've been able to have in the bullpen, I know Colin McHugh came up. Alan Winans got knocked around a little bit the other day. But doing this the way that Snit is doing and deploying the bullpen and trying to get some extra innings to let his guys rest with a day off Thursday, the Braves will now have given each one of their starters an extra day off. That's a really good way to set it up as you head out on the West Coast to take on the San Francisco Giants on Friday through Sunday.
Don't they play LA next Monday?
Yeah, they will. So they're doing that West Coast swing. So, but you got to start in Northern California out there, and they will start on Friday night. But yeah, they will have their rotation set, and that's only going to help. And I mean, these are going to be really tough games for them to win out on the West Coast. So they need to take care of business tonight, get that good day off, head out to the West Coast, and continue winning the ball games.
Yeah, they go to San Francisco. Timeout. It's not my alarm.
What, did Rudy call you or something?
That's my phone ring right there. So I do apologize to the fans.
Rudiger!
Yeah, I'm a Notre Dame fan too. So, but I root a lot for the Georgia Bulldogs. But anyway, so they go to San Francisco for 3. Monday they hit Colorado for 3, and then they go out to LA next weekend.
Monday they play the Rockies, and yeah, then they head down there, and that should be the last West Coast swing for the year. But they got to take care of business, and it'll be interesting to see what you do. You got the 2 best teams in the National League when they finally take on the Dodgers next week.
Yep, they got to go to Chevys Ravine for a 4-game series. So it's going to be pretty interesting. So I know your missus will stay up a little later for those games, right?
She won't. She'll watch the highlights the next day, but I will. Hey,
all right.
Come on. I got to get some rest.
Inning number 2 in the books. It's the Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, brought to you by Coach's Corner, right on the Coach's Corner Sports Network, because it's all sports, all music, all food, all fun since
1991.
All right. And we said music. What's happening in the Soundgarden this weekend? Okay. We had Irritating Jane last weekend. I never found out what the music genre was. But Saturday night, you want to get rowdy. We got that Southern music. We got Southern country music. We got all my rowdy friends, the nation's ultimate Hank Jr. tribute band. 7 o'clock. Go to Eventbrite because I heard they're selling quick. Then we come back Saturday, September 9th. We got the Yacht Club. So let's go into that nice, mellow 70s, 80s, 90s music. Okay, then we come back on Friday the 22nd. We got Pandora's Box, which is who?
I do believe the ultimate Aerosmith tribute band. They're fantastic if you have not seen them.
And then, of course, the next night, they have a music fest. They got a bunch of bands coming in, raising money for the Alzheimer's Association. So check it out on September 23rd. But there's nothing next weekend, because next weekend kicks off week number one in football, September 1st, 2nd, 3rd. You know, Coach's Corner with like 80 gazillion TVs in that place. So whatever game you want, the Coach's Corner crew will put on for you. Bring your sports club, bring the dog club, bring the Northern Iowa Husky Club out there, and you can go watch some good football.
Very close. Northern Illinois, but yeah, that's okay.
All right, there's my first.
They'll put it on for you.
25 minutes into the show, I haven't made an error. Right there, I make an error. I wanted to say the Huskies, and it's Northern Illinois, not Northern Iowa. So
hey, we've been rocking and rolling. You did well. You did right. Well.
Inning number three, let's check in on the local guys that are trying to make it to the major leagues. And, of course, we always start out with the guy that's been to the major leagues out of South Effingham High School, played with the Red Sox, played with the A's, played with the Diamondbacks, J.B. Wendelken. Don't say anything yet. Let me see if I can get this right. He's playing for the Yokohama Dene Bay Stars.
Boom. Steak dinner, boom. There you go. Well done. Well done, right. Coach. Yokohama Bay Stars.
Before you rattle, I know you're going to be impressed with this because I researched a lot today. Okay, his last Let's outing go. Was August 18th in a 2-1 Bay Stars win. He held the lead. He came in the eighth inning, one inning pitched, faced four batters, one hit. Then 10 days before that was his next outing. That's pretty tough to sit there for 10 days and not play. August 8th, he did the same thing. One inning pitched, held the lead, one hit, no runs. Then on August 6th, which I was amazed, 2 days earlier, in a loss, he goes one hit, one inning, gives up one hit, and strikes out two. But on the season, you got his numbers in front of you?
I certainly do. 1-2, 1.34 ERA in 41 games. That's 40 and one-thirds innings pitched. A nice little whip of 1.041, 36 strikeouts to 17 walks. He's only allowed one home run. He keeps the ball on the ground. Ultimately, he has turned into a great seventh and eighth inning stopper over there in the Nippon Professional Baseball League. He continues to play really well. And I got to say, he will certainly get some calls from major league teams in the offseason.
I mean, I'll make this quick for you because I know we're rolling right along here. But I can't believe they play, their season goes into October 9th. And the Bay Stars' last game is September 30th. I mean, they're in the middle of the pack. They're at 500. They're 54-54. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. But why does the rest of the league go to October 9th and they stop on September 30th? I don't know.
No idea. Scheduling. I really don't know how the scheduling works in Japan, but I know they play at least 20 games less than we play over here in Major League Baseball. But, I mean, it's tough to, come back after a big layoff like that. I got to tell you right now. But for helping keep a team 500, JB's done a heck of a job.
He's up for one of the leading setup men in the Nippon League. Okay, we'll go back here now to the minor league baseball. We got one guy out of Benedictine, 2016, Al Pesto. He's played for four minor league teams. He's played for one major team, but he's played for four minor league teams. He got picked up on June 3rd, went to the Florida Coast League, played for the Blue Jays. What'd you call that, rookie league?
Yeah, he went Florida State League. That's A-ball. Yeah, he went to the Dunedin Blue Jays after he spent some time in the Complex League, and then he's bounced around. He went to the Eastern League, and now he's out in the Great Northwest in Vancouver.
Yeah, so he's played for the Blue Jays, Dunedin team twice, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Okay, and now we're out there with Vancouver Canadiens. Here's his stats, 3-0, 5.85 ERA, 12 games played, 20 innings pitched, 27 hits. Here's what hurts, 14 runs, 13 earned. He's given up three home runs. He has struck out 23 batters and only given up four walks. So pretty impressive, but his whips, about 1.55, a little high, but he's still hanging in there.
Yeah, he still is, and that's the big thing. He's healthy. He's going out there doing the job. He's pitching out in Vancouver in the Pacific Coast League. And it's really good to see. Local guy made good. And you know what? He kept fighting. Kept fighting. The guy, class of 2016, he still wants to be a part of it. Played indie ball. And Toronto clearly saw something in him. And he's going to be in their system. And hopefully they extend the contract for him for next season.
Yeah, he came out of BC, Benedictine. Very, very smart young man. Went to Duke. Had some back issues. Then wound up playing for Southeastern University in Florida. And then went to the Independent League and got picked up by the Blue Jays. Pretty impressive. All right, quickly, the Savannah Bananas. They've got 33 games in the books in their World Banana Land Tour, okay? And this is their exact record, okay? Overall, 43-28-2, okay? Against the Party Animals, they're 32-25-2. And in challenges against teams other than the Party Animals, they're 11-3. And I'm telling you right now, they're selling the places out. And they're going to, how do you say Des Moines? You said it different last week.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines. Don't say the S. Des Moines.
Yeah. Gotcha. The S's are silent, but the town is buzzing. At least that's the commercials they play on Chicago radio. But yeah, heading to Principal Park this weekend.
Friday and Saturday. Then they come home. They play four games. The last four games in Savannah on August 30th, September 1st, September 2nd, September 9th. Then they go to Brewers Land. They go to Milwaukee on September 8th and 9th. Then they make back up to New York, upstate New York. We don't count that as New York City, so you're not a real New Yorker if you're from upstate. They go to Syracuse on September 14th, and they wind up in a place that some people say baseball began, in Cooperstown, New York, at the Baseball Hall of Fame Diamond on September 15th. Sorry, 16th.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. Right now, we saw some great stuff last weekend. They finished their New England swing. But, yeah, they make one last push out to the Midwest. They've been loading up in these AAA stadiums, independent stadiums throughout the season. And then they're going to give Savannah fans one more chance to have a taste before they get a little bit of a challenge game. And then they head out for their their Northeast swing. They just did their New England swing, and it's been a lot of fun. There were a lot of fun highlights from last week, I'll tell you that. Doug Flutie coming in and pitching, Johnny yep. Damon in Brockton. I do believe a first pitch with a hockey stick, and then I kept reading when they made their trip up to Portland, Maine, everybody went for it. They were sellouts in both stadiums, and it looked like a lot of fun.
And, Why does this guy point? What is it? Portnoy? Is that his name? Portnoy.
Dave Portnoy.
But the pizza man. I mean, why is he ripping the Savannah Bananas apart? Why? People are enjoying it. People are loving baseball. Yeah, you're like you and I are purists. We love the game, the way it was played, the way it was made. But they're bringing life back into this game that has, you know, Major League Baseball ripped 40 minor league cities out of their fold. I mean, I don't know why this guy's got to go off. What does he need? Does he need more attention? He gets enough of it.
Yeah, it certainly seems like that. It's just like, hey, it's not for everybody. He's just going after it. I don't think it'll come for anybody. And I got to say, if anything, the publicity is only going to help the Bananas. If he thinks that's going to damage what's going on right there, it's not.
I just don't understand people. I mean, you can like it. You don't have to like it. But why you got to start ripping it when it's been – it's a world win. Everybody in the world knows about Savannah Bananas, but I just don't understand. I mean, but that's this guy, David Portnoy. I don't follow Barstool Sports because you know what? He thinks bananas are messed up, and he didn't use the word messed up. He used another choice word. Barstool Sports, I can't stand it. I don't like it. I don't know how you like it. I think they're just there to get – whoops. Sorry, Notre Dame's calling.
Lou Holtz on the line. What's going on?
I just can't stand. I've never liked Barstool Sports. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I got to say, controversial. Yeah, there are things that I've liked from them over the years, but I know they're pretty controversial, but also pretty successful. But also, I still go back to my original point. This is not going to hurt the Bananas. If anything, it's going to give them more publicity. They're still going to sell out in every city they go, and I'll leave you with that.
Hey. They brought back an old stadium. They brought back Magic there. That's all I got. And I'm wearing my 2016 Champions T-shirt
Because Pettit Cup, baby.
I did get to broadcast one game in the playoffs, so I'll take a little claim.
That's right.
So, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Inning number three in the books. We're on a roll here. We're on a roll, Kyle. 10 minutes. We'll be right on time. Okay? We're going into the fourth inning. Okay, don't forget, this is brought to you by Coach's Corner. We're part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. John Henderson does a great job. Get out there. Best wings in town, I think. Okay, David Portnoy, you go pick your pizza. I'll pick my wings. Okay, you want to start a fight about wings? I'll even start a fight with you at pizza, buddy, because I'm a New Yorker. I know what new good pizza is. I don't know if this guy, you know, he's out there with the string hanging out, wrapping it around his nose. Okay, Kyle, tell me to calm down, Kyle.
I'm just going to let you get it out of your system. I want to get in your head after you do this read and beat you at trivia. Continue.
Right. Remember, it's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. And there's three live shows, two go every week. One does once a year. And of course, you're listening to the only podcast, the Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach, a little fired up. And of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. We've gone 8 shows. We're 4-4. The coach can take the lead for the first time ever. And since you were the home team last week, I'm the home team this week, so I'm throwing the first question at you.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, last week I did, you know, players who played one club and finished at another club for the season. Well, here we go again. Here's my first one to kick it off. Can you name the last player that joined the 30-30 club and played for two teams in the same season to achieve that 30-30 club?
And Fred McGriff.
It's relevant. It's within the last 20 years. You're going with Fred McGriff? Oh.
Well, I probably should have let you finish that sentence. Really, really, really should have.
Not Fred McGriff. I'll give you another shot. I'm going to give you another shot.
Okay. I jumped the gun. I jumped the gun.
The Cubs, nice guys finished last since 1948. They finally got something a couple of years ago, but go ahead.
You were wrong about so many of those things right there, and I'm not even going to call you out on it. So,
all right. When was the last World Series they won before they won their last one?
1908.
They didn't win in 48?
No, they finished last. The last time they were in the World Series is 45. Give me – you know what? I get half a point
for that.
No,
you ain't get no half point. All
right.
Let's go.
No, yeah. Okay. So within the last 20 years.
Who's last the last player that's in the 30-30 club, and he did it – to get to the 30-30 club, he did it with two teams in the same year. Just tell me the player. I don't even want the year or the totals.
Yeah, I was about to say you're absolutely killing me lately, and that's why we do this. I love this. I'm probably gonna kick myself as I do.
This time I think you were 23 years old when it happened.
Hmm. 2006, eh?
Oh, so then you were 21 years old.
Oh. Well, it would have been 03. Ramos Ramirez.
Carlos Beltran.
Ah! Oh.
He did.
I was about to say. Kansas City, he went to Houston.
14 home runs, 14 stolen bases. He went to Houston, had 23 home runs and 28 stolen bases. On the season, he finished with 38 home runs and 42 stolen bases. Not too bad. In 159 games played. Pretty iron right there. All right. Bottom of the first. Let's go.
All right. I mentioned earlier the Braves are on pace for 5 players with 30 home runs in a season. Obviously, they've already got 5. They've got 5 that have 25 or more. Who currently holds the record? What was the last team? And I'm already going to say it's an American League team. To have 5 players with 30 or more home runs in a season. You gave me a clue, I'll give you a clue. You get the league, you got to pick the team, and I got to say it's within the last decade.
Within the last decade? Not the last century? decade. And they had 5 players hit 30 home runs?
Yes.
In the American League.
They were known as Los Bambas.
in the American League? Ooh. Can't think of many Yankees that had 30. I have no clue. No clue.
Pick a team. Pick a team.
AL home run hitting team in the last decade. Houston Astros.
Ah, all right, good guess. No, Los Bambas, the 2019 Minnesota Twins.
I would have never got it.
That's why I said pick a team. I didn't even ask for the year.
Do you know who the five guys are?
Oh, boy. no, I'm pretty sure Nelly Cruz is on that team. But, yeah, no, yeah, I had it written down. I don't have it.
All right. All right, top of the Go second ahead. Now. Top of the Go. Second. Okay. All right. Who is the last player to join the 40-40 club? And it's within the last 20 years. The last player to do it.
Schneikes.
Just give me the player. You don't even have to give me the team or how many.
Last 20 years.
Yep.
Albert Pujols.
Not close. Alfonso Soriano with the 2006.
Oh, with the 2006 Nationals. And we signed him.
46 homers and 41 stolen bases.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I should just give you the W now because I – oh, my gosh.
If I get this, okay, it's a W.
I know. What Braves starter has thrown the most 10-plus strikeout games this season? I don't need how many he's thrown. Just give me the pitcher.
Spencer Strider.
All right, Flutt. You've taken the lead for the first time since 2017. Oh, my gosh.
All right. I like throwing my bonus question at you. We know who is the all-time stolen base leader, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, who?
Ricky Henderson.
Okay. How many did he steal? That was the trivia question.
well, I don't know how much he finished with, but I think he stole, was it 894? That was the big one?
No.
To beat past Lou Brock.
No, you're way below there, buddy. Lou Brock is second with 938.
938. Oh, my gosh. No, I just remember when it happened. Okay.
Ricky Henderson, so, okay, stole 1,406 bases. I don't think anybody's ever going to catch that record. Just like Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak.
It's just not going to happen.
Not going to happen. So, all right. Well, great show there, buddy.
You got me.
I got to go. I'm going to go out there and buy me. I'm going to go get the real white and blue Cubby W flag, and I'm going to start flying it at my house because this is amazing. I'm 5-4.
I can give you one.
You're 4-5.
You're 5-4. I know. It's never happened. You just... I was about to say, I let you get
me out to the crowd.
You got in my kitchen and you finally. no cubby losses. Right. Only you can beat me in trivia all you want. Leave the cubbies out of it. No cubby but losses. Hey, no, can't have that. But man, good one tonight. And I love this pennant race. I love the expanded wild card. This has been a really fun show.
And you know what? We're out of here in less than 45 minutes. So what do we do? Hey, remember, say a prayer for everybody that's in Maui. And what was the place? La Luna? The Strip? What was that called?
I was about to say, I don't want to do it just, you know, not do it justice by pronouncing it. But it's tough times on the islands right now. And just hope everybody's safe and they get the relief they need.
And all the people in the Ukraine, all the crazy stuff that's going on here in the United States, please say a prayer for everybody because that's why we do this. Hopefully, it'll take your mind off for 45 minutes. And you know what? Whatever you're doing today or tomorrow, what are you going to do, Mr. Cub?
Always hit it out of the park.
And until we talk to you next week, maybe what?
Your best week ever.
We're out of here. Remember, tune in every Wednesday night about 9 o'clock. It'll be up and running. It's the Who's on First Base Baseball Podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson, because it's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. And as we say, God bless, keep safe. And what do you got to say, Cubby, before we out of here?
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back same time, same bat channel right here on YouTube. keep watching, and go Braves, go Cubs. I'd say go Yankees, but you've already given up on the season. So see you next week, Coach. It was a good show.
And we're at 45 minutes on the nose. See ya.
See ya.